Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host Barb here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hey, everybody. Hi. Happy Friday. Yeah. Have you ever heard of that, Johnny boy? Friday.
Yes, I've heard of it.
I hear Dale.
Johnny. Hi, Barbara. Johnny, you hung up on me.
No, that was by not on purpose.
That's not a good beginning, Johnny.
I'm sorry, Dale. That was not on purpose.
You're not answering my calls, and then you hang up on me. It's okay. I'm not in a good mood.
I'm sorry, Barb. We were going over show stuff. That's okay. Everything's fine.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha, Richard. I hear Richard.
Hi.
How are you guys? I know you're not in a good mood, but it's going to be my goal to change that this hour. Dale Shear, psychic Dale Shear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny because I think in the past week, I think everybody has been in sort of a blah mood. Am I right about that, Barbara?
Well, let me not blame it on the universe.
What?
It is. There's a war going on. Everybody's not real happy, you know?
I know. Seriously, I was so down. I called you. You don't know about that, Dale, but I called you because I really needed someone to talk to. And it was just really just, I mean, I think what it is, I don't want to monopolize anything. Is it okay if I say this?
Sure.
We don't even know what he's going to say. How do we know if it's okay?
I don't. I just don't. But what I'm trying to say is I don't want to take away time from something that you may want to say, Barb, is what I'm trying to say. I don't want you thinking that I'm cutting you off.
Well, we have an hour, so I'll leave that up to you.
But I have always been very prone to anxiety and depression my whole life. And it, when something doesn't happen the way that I want it, because I want everyone to be happy, and sometimes the communication doesn't always go the way I want it to, I get depressed and I lay in bed and I don't want to go anywhere. And it's just that a lot of things are happening right now because we're getting ready to sell our old childhood home. And now I'm going to have to go through all of this stuff and sort everything so that we can bring it down here to our beach house.
Johnny, I don't think this should be said on air, okay?
My apologies.
You wait till you get off air if you want to talk about it, okay?
Okay.
We've all gone through the same thing. So you're not the only one, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, well, my apologies. My apologies.
Your turn, Johnny. You got to deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Friday, Psychic Friday, we have world-renowned psychic Dale Shear with us. And we always have great readings. People call. People call up. She listens to them and reads them. We have that here, folks, today for you. Are you ready for the first caller, Dale?
Well, not really, but can he put out his phone number?
Yes, I'll give out the phone number. It's 516-531-9874. That's the number. Okay?
For what, Johnny?
For the free meeting with Psychic Dale Shear.
Yes,
Thank you.
Get ready. And right now, let's talk to you, Dale, about... Do you want to tell us a little bit about what's wrong? Why are you down? You're usually so cheerful.
I think there's a retrograde on the planet. I don't know what's going on. But
besides the war.
Well, that's really got
besides
me
the war.
There.
Really?
More
it's
so
really,
than...
really, it's affecting you. Are you watching the news nonstop?
I have been watching it, yes. But
there's no way you can be not
the
down
upsetting
there.
Factor, Barbara, is I am Jewish, and there's 350,000 Jews that they're trying to kill, and it's like Nazi Germany, and it's just killing me. That's all.
Oh,
and I wished I could do something about it. I mean, it's Hitler all over again.
It's just like, I mean, when is enough with this? And the Jewish people, I love them. I love you. I had a couple of boyfriends that were Jewish. I learned a lot about it In fact, I had a church that was Christian, a Christian church. And, oh, no, I married one, too. And we had an officiant that did both of the traditional rituals in the wedding that were important to us, and we combined it. I do not understand why people cannot open their hearts and love all.
Well, it goes back to the Bible, where they said in the Bible, in the Old Testament, it says that Jews will be hated and hated for the rest of their time. And that's happening. It's, you know, so this is all about, I don't even want to go into it, but it's pretty bad, because I have not my grandmother, but my grandmother's folks who went through the Holocaust. So, you know, it's just, I can feel it all. I can't help it. I'm a sensitive, and I can feel it all.
And we're so sorry, because you are more sensitive. You feel more than most with your abilities, and it's not easy at all. So
yeah.
I'm praying.
No, I've been praying too, you know, but I'm going, you know, if you just, I'll talk to you off the air, but if you just knew the beginnings of it and why this is happening, you know, that would all be another story, you know, but
yeah.
It kills me, you know, and to watch New York City and thousands of Jews protest, it's not only Jews, it's everybody, you know. President is Jewish, and they've already tried 3 times to kill him, you know, so that's not very comforting.
Yeah. And he's not giving up. He will not leave his people.
I know, and he knows he's going to die on top of it. That's what's so sad.
Wow. Okay,
I mean,
well,
just
we
no
get it.
Answer.
So is that it, though? Still.
No, there's more. There's more. There's more. And Richard went in for an echocardiogram. We don't have the results yet. I'm sure it's okay. But he was having problems, you know, out of breath. So they gave him pills, which is working, and potassium, which is working, but he's not drinking enough water, and that's upsetting me.
Okay, that's so important. There's so many books about that, too. I remember my mom would tell me to read this book, everything. Water, it's the best. Just force yourself, Richard, to drink that water down, okay?
Okay.
Oh, he's
well,
so
he'll
sweet.
Say yes, but he won't do it.
Oh, well, we will pray for that, too. Richard, we care about you so much.
Mm.
So we don't want anything to happen to you. Just please
actually,
listen to
the pills,
Dr. Dale.
The pills the doctor gave him are working very well, but there's just a little bit of water in his lungs, not a whole bunch. Mm. You know, so that's why they sent him in for an echocardiogram, and we... You know, I don't know what takes everybody so long, but we don't have the results, you know?
Yes. Mm. Well, hopefully you will soon. And
I will.
Richard, how are you feeling? Are you breathing a little better today?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I just can't run a marathon, that's all.
I think
marathon,
you put
man.
Your goose in. Because our listeners,
well,
they don't all know. You're in your 90s, and that in itself is amazing.
93.
Yes.
He's going to be 94 in August. That's why I'm trying to keep him in good shape, you know, and I'm trying my best.
You're doing a good job. You guys go swimming. You enjoy life.
Yeah, that part's all good. But you talk to him about drinking the water, because he don't listen to me.
Okay, well, that's true. Some people don't listen to some people. Like, you know, nobody listens to the parents. So I will. Okay, I'm going to stay on top of him about it. I have ideas.
Hmm. Well, you know, as long as you put some water in your scotch, what the heck, you're in good shape.
You can, and just add a little lemon to it. You know, get yourself a cute little thing that you like to drink out of that looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of
yeah.
ways to make it taste good, and pretty soon it becomes just another habit. That you do a lot of it. I need to do it more too. So thanks for reminding everybody about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been drinking club soda, you know, the seltzer, which a lot instead of Coke. I'll drink maybe one or two Cokes a day, and the rest is all club soda. Or they have this new passion orange juice that's zero sugar. And that's, I've been drinking a lot of that, too, so that's nice. Mm,
I think so,
I don't
too.
Know if I
oh, see. What?
I don't know if iced tea would work. I mean, that's filled with water, so I don't know.
You know what? I don't want to change the subject because, I mean, there's a lot of flavors out there. You can, like, shake a pouch of stuff into your glass, too. Maybe he would like that. But, okay, you know how you and Richard always are talking about what to watch, like the 90-Day Fiancé? Our Facebook group page, some guy wrote on there and said, Barbara, will you be my 90-Day Fiancé? Because he heard our show.
Okay.
Is that funny? At least we know people are listening, right?
Yeah, we do. Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
Yeah.
I'm watching Darcy and Stacey. I'm almost at the end of it. But I just found out that there are it'll be the third season for the 1,000-Pound Sisters, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's when I stopped watching it, when it was with Darcy. That was the last episode. But you know what I'm watching now, because I don't have time to watch all the episodes, but I tuned in because you are saying it's so great. I'm watching all of, on YouTube, the clips from Big Ed.
Oh, I love him. I love Big Ed. I love
How
Big Ed.
How entertaining.
Yes,
funny.
If I could marry that guy, I would.
One girl really liked him.
There's a lot of people that like him, and he just has a great personality. He's a good person.
He's
but
sweet.
There's so
like
much
the heart of
you're
gold.
Missing. You're missing.
I am.
Other. Yeah, there's new okay. people coming in every week, and you know all kinds of stuff. So that's nice.
I should make it one of my regular shows I watch because, I mean, that will lift your spirits. It's hilarious.
It will, because if I don't want to watch The War, I watch The 90 Day Fiancé, and 5 hours later, I forget about everything.
Yeah, like right now you're laughing.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Well, Richard, John, do we have any phone calls?
We do. This is area code 267. You're on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
I don't ask, but it doesn't matter. It really, if you've been listening to the show, it's, you know, I'm surviving.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Beverly. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been trying, honestly, to get on here to talk to you for some time. And
really?
Stuff always seems to come up. Yeah. And that's one of my questions, honestly, for you, is why?
Richard?
Why? Well, let me tell you a little bit of the chain of events that has occurred. Because I, myself, am a medical intuitive. And I have been working with people, veterans, people in the military, some members of government for the last 2 years. And every single Friday for Johnny, what has it been, like the last 6-7 months, he has tried to get me to come on.
That
and
is absolutely
every
true.
Single Friday, every Friday without fail, 5-10 minutes before jumping on, whether it be my boss, who is no longer my boss, or, you know, just people that I'm working with always seem to have some kind of situation arise where I have to work and can't come on. Now, the mistake I believe I made was the very first time I wasn't invited on, I expressed it to the people I work with. So, you know, this is the Google information age. And I shared, you know, we are medical intuitives, and I'm not necessarily going to say psychic is something that I have the ability to do, but I do have a little bit of clairsentience, you know, claircognizance,
well,
whatever it may be. That,
darling,
yeah,
can I
go
say
ahead,
something?
Go ahead. Please.
Okay. I as well am a medical intuitive. I mean, I can look at x-rays. I can look at people. I can see if people, and I don't tell them, but I can see if people are going to die. You know, I can see if there's problems. Doctors have called me in to look at just x-rays and feel the x-rays and tell what I see. So, you know, it's, I understand what you're doing. But what is your question, sweetheart?
My question, I don't know if necessarily it's actually like a question I can put into something that makes sense, you know? I just want to know why there's whatever
we have
this
a lot
topic
of,
is.
We have other people waiting, so try, please.
Okay, yeah. I want to figure out what the blockage is, what it is that has been keeps being thrown in my path to not just
okay,
stop
there
me
is,
from connecting with you.
There is no blockage, none whatsoever. Life just happens the way it is happening. I mean, it's no blockage. You could have always called my phone number, 808-372-1816, for a private consultation if you need be. So I wouldn't put too much energy into that. There's no blockage.
I love that. You know what? That in and of itself makes me feel better.
Good, because
I really
it's not you. Thank you.
Good.
It's not you, darling. It's not you. It's just... the times are so crazy that none of us know what's going to happen next, you know? I'm not
right,
a world predictor.
True.
I mean, that is not my forte. I do one-on-one with people. I do medical. I do pets. I do all kinds of things. But the world thing is not – I've never concentrated on that. Every so often I'll get a bump, you know, where I feel I have to go buy food. And I spend like $500, and everybody goes, what are you, crazy? And then there's a major storm, or there's something that hits, okay?
Right. Okay.
So you're doing just fine.
That.
So did you have a question at all, sweetie?
I just want to be able to reach out to you after the fact. So I believe that we accomplished that. I got your phone number.
Well, thank you. You can call me anytime you want.
I was just going to say, is it okay if I tell her what I told her today was that I told her that I called you my psychic aunt.
That's
yes.
right. He does.
Yes.
He calls me, and he's my brother. So he's my brother from another mother.
That's amazing.
Did you get that, Johnny?
Yeah, but I also, is it okay if I tell her what happened with the bosses,
yeah.
What you told me about Dale. Okay. Apparently,
What?
Okay.
I don't know what you're going to say next, so you scare me.
All right, well, I'm going to tell
it
you
is
this.
A little
apparently,
weird.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come up to – we basically – we talked today, me and Beverly, and I think we sort of came to the conclusion that when she brought up coming on the show – apparently, her bosses knew who you were and were scared to death of you. Is that right, Beverly?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I get that all the time. That is scary. I mean, even in Hawaii, when I go on the radio, people will stop their car. They'll call on the radio station. They go, is she for real? And then people don't want to talk to me because they're scared because I'm accurate. You know, I'm very accurate. So they're scared to death to talk to me. So I totally understand that.
So that's why I was saying the chain of events, that did happen, you know. I opened my big mouth and I said I got invited onto this show. And, you know, 5 minutes later I got a phone call. You have to run the meeting tonight. And I've had to run the meeting every single Friday thereafter. I no longer work for the company. And now here I am. I feel
I'm
like
sorry.
That's what they were going to tell me. You know, that's what they were afraid of. They were afraid of you telling me to leave.
Well,
stop
I
working.
Might have. Who knows, you know? But how do you know they're scared of me? Maybe they just don't like any psychic, you know?
Oh, that could be it. Fear.
Maybe they're not into psychic, or they're scared with a psychic. I don't know. You know, it's just whatever.
Well, you know, she brought up timelines.
Yeah.
She says multiple timelines and probabilities, and how do I know that I won't be having something expressed that won't be positive for my future and the future of the world. Everything always came back to the world.
Well, I'm confused. But anyway, I got to go to another call. I got to go to another call, sweetie, okay?
Okay, I will reach out to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Yeah. Nice to know there's no blockage there in her life because you told me that too, Dale. You did when I said, I don't know what it is. I can't move forward. I have a block. There's some block. And you're like, there's no block. And you know what? When I got that out of my mind, then it really was gone. It was so amazing. So please call her. What was her name? Brenda?
Beverly.
Please do that. Beverly.
But look,
Beverly.
I will tell
Dale,
you,
like
Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara, you have one of the most brightest features I've ever seen. And it's all good, and I really want you to get on that talk show that you sent me the link to.
Okay,
and
so you checked it out.
I really want you to go on there, because that's going to lead to a lot of other things.
Cool, because I do have stories that nobody's ever heard. I do.
It doesn't matter.
And I'm
matter.
Ready to talk about it. You know,
hey, Barbara,
you know, it's okay. It's just that, you know, half of your life
Barbara,
is lived.
Stop being scared. Go for it.
You're so funny. Now, Dale, don't read my mind. Don't read my mind on air.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, Johnny, next caller.
818, you were on the air with psychic Dale Shear.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
And is this 818? Yes, I can hear you. This is Elon. Hi, Barbara. I just talked to you guys.
Oh, Elon, hi.
Hi.
I put it on mute.
Hi, Dale.
I was going to lean
how
back and listen to the caller.
I know. I have a question for Dale. I'm a friend of Barbara's.
Right. Where are you calling from? L.A.?
I'm calling from Los Angeles, yes. Now, are
you
in Hawaii?
No, not at the moment. I've been trying to get there for months, but with the coronavirus, it hasn't been easy.
Yeah.
And they've just lifted all the sanctions in Hawaii. So hopefully when Richard gets better, we can go there for a short stint.
Oh, well, I'll pray for that because Maui's my favorite place. I spent a lot of time there. That's why I asked. But is your favorite
Oahu?
Place? All of Hawaii is amazing. That's just—it's just relaxing, and it's a very spiritual place. That's why I like Maui so much. I feel like it's healing.
So is Lake Tahoe, because I live in Tahoe, live Hawaii. Okay, so they're both spiritual.
Okay, that's good to know. I haven't been in a while, and it's beautiful there too. I have good feelings there. My question is, I have a new endeavor with a group of people, and I want to know if I should go further. Would it be successful? And part of the group is in Mexico, and there's someone who is from Europe who's organizing it, and I want to know if it's going to be worth my time.
Okay. What type of group is this? I need to know.
Well, it's a group of it's an artist who is interested in me investing in his career to do some work for me. For a group
Run that by me again, because Richard is an artist and he's a darn good one. So, Richard, what do you think on something like that?
I'm not sure what to say. It's investing in his time. Interesting.
It sounds like a scam to me, darling.
What part?
Yeah.
The person that introduced me to this artist, he's supposed to be really wonderful, but I'm getting some red flags. The whole concept is a business that I'm trying to start, but I've never met this person that I've been introduced to that is the artist.
I would say no, stay away from it. Don't go there. That's probably one of the worst things you could do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's my feeling, and I know for a fact that's true. I've seen Richard's artwork, and it's awesome. Some of it's online, too. But I'm going
to
say one thing.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have to say where, but he's an awesome artist. But people don't ask you to invest in their world and their work. If he were that good, the world would know it, okay?
That explains a lot.
Yeah, everybody would know it. And you're just being hit up. You're being hit up because you have a little bit of money, so they want you to invest, they want you to go, and then they'll hit you for more money. Not worth it.
Okay, that's perfect. I have another question, and I actually will call you for a personal reading for that second question.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
You're wonderful. Okay. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Oh, I love Alon. She has one more question.
Thank you, Barbara.
Can she ask another question, Dale? We just interviewed her Thursday. Oh, my gosh. It was one of my favorite interviews. I haven't been able to do all the promos yet. Yes, Alon.
Thanks a lot, Barbara.
What?
We work together all the time, and a lot of people like told me that I didn't know that watched it. Everyone's like, "Oh my God, I tuned in, and you and Barbara." And some of the stories I thought was hilarious. So I can't tell you everything.
Oh,
okay,
yes.
Barbara,
I'm gonna blast it out there. Yes.
Richard and I have been waiting for our turn to be interviewed.
So
I would like to have a date.
I gotta hurry
place.
On Richard. He's 93. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, you better hurry.
They keep telling me this, Alon. Okay, let's book it next week, please, Johnny, for Richard Conrad, by the way. If anybody wants to look him up and check out his beautiful, you know, his artwork.
I'm going to look it up.
I need to talk to you, too, on the outside of on air, Alon, because...
You want to do it for next Friday?
That I'm interested in. Oh,
you
want to
do it for next Friday?
I just want to show you guys because we all, you know, benefit so much from doing it. And it's so awesome to be called.
Would I be a part of it or not?
Sure,
of course. You're his best friend.
Yeah,
I mean, you're a pee in the pod.
Well, yeah,
Friday
would be good. If you don't change your mind, Friday would be good.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Johnny, please. Let's schedule that. It's done.
It'll be on Blue Jeans. Right? Blue Jeans, right?
I don't know. Okay, let's talk about that later.
No,
I need a long
It doesn't have to be
questions.
On Blue Jeans.
Okay.
I'm just reading Barbara's mind. She gets nervous.
Thank goodness. This is my friend. Thank goodness. Okay, you guys, we're doing it on Friday on the podcast. Now, Alon has one more question. Dale, would you like to answer it?
Okay, I do
go
have
ahead,
a question. Thank you. I don't know if I really want to say it, but there's someone that's a friend.
Hold on. You want to know if you're going to get involved with this guy and if it's going to be permanent and if it's worth pursuing and if it's worth what's going to happen. So what's his name?
Oh, his name is Santiago.
Where's he from?
Santiago, Mexico.
Okay. What is with you in Mexico?
No, this is not my next question. I have a totally separate question. It has nothing to do with him. There's someone that is supposed to be a very close friend of mine that owes me a lot of money.
Oh,
am I going to get my money back?
What did you invest in this?
I didn't invest the money. This person asked my husband to get involved in an investment, but it was trickery, is what I found out.
Yes. Okay, but can you listen to me? Before you guys invest in anything, call me to see if it is real or bogus, okay?
Okay.
And my number again is 808-372-1816, and I'm in Nevada.
They're in Nevada. Wait, I'm gonna do that real quick. Say that one more time. 808.
Yeah, 372.
Uh huh.
1816.
Okay.
I don't want you investing in anything unless you check with me first.
Okay. I definitely will do that.
You start to ask about this guy in Mexico. What about him? What do you want to know?
Oh, no. I want to know about this girl. This girl that got my husband an investment, and I want my money back.
Oh, that's not happening.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Where is she located?
She's located right now in Denver, Colorado, but she's from Los Angeles.
Okay, can you go to small claims or get an attorney?
Mm-mm. It's too much money.
Oh, Lord, girl. What was the investment?
It was bogus.
No. Well, you know, I could use some bogus money if you want to send it my way.
I mean, I could tell you what the investment was, but I already know it was bogus. I just wanted to know if I was going to get my money back.
No. Okay. What sign are you? What month are you born?
I'm a Cancer, July 3rd.
That's why. Okay. Very sensitive,
uh-oh,
very sweet, very kind, very nice, easy to hit on. No more money. That's it. Okay?
Okay, so I have to start getting mean now.
Well, just have your husband handle it, maybe.
No, he's the one who got suckered. It wasn't me. It was him.
Oh.
That's why.
Then give him my number. Give him my number. I'll handle it for you, okay?
Okay. I'm going to give you his number. I'm going to give him your number just so you can handle him, period. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Well, I have to know the whole situation, okay?
Okay. I'll tell you the whole story.
You can call me privately.
I will.
Thank you so much.
She will.
I'm a Jersey girl. People don't mess with Jersey.
I'm from New Jersey. No, you're kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
No.
She's a Jersey girl.
I'm from Jersey. I'm from Nutley, New Jersey.
Wait.
Awesome.
I'm sorry.
Nutley, New Jersey.
Nutley,
New Jersey. That's where Martha Stewart's from. Nutley, New Jersey is where Martha Stewart's from.
Well, I was born in Newark, New Jersey, the home of the Sopranos. What?
Yeah. I was born in Beth Israel and grew up in an Italian town in Nutley, New Jersey.
Have you?
I swear to
you. Ever heard of the Temptation? Her dad was a Temptation, Dale. Dale, her dad was one of the Temptations.
Okay,
he's
wait.
The original
well,
member. He's my stepfather, but he raised me. So I left New Jersey because my mother got married to him when I was a little girl, and I left at 5 years, about 7 years
wait,
old.
Wait. Let's go back to, I was born in Beth Israel Hospital as well.
Wow, are you kidding me?
No. And do you know, this is really weird, Clinton Avenue, do you remember Clinton Avenue?
Yes, my grandmother lived on Clinton Avenue. Oh, my God, I'm freaking out. My grandmother lived on Clinton Avenue.
No way.
Years ago, they had a Jewish bakery there that was to die for, a restaurant and bakery. Do you remember? The Petermans
owned it.
What was it
called? My grandmother used to go to a Jewish bakery, and she probably did. I was little. But I remember the Italian hot dog place, Jimmy Buff.
Oh, yeah.
And they had one called Dickie's.
Well, my dad was in the old mafia because I lived in Lakewood, Hillside, Bellevue, Bloomfield.
That's right
in a
near
lot
Nutley.
Yes, I know.
I told him just the other day the reason why I cook Italian food so well, because when I was a little girl, all my friends' fathers had nice Cadillacs, and I said go to their house for pasta and gravy because they all have mafia fathers.
You got that right. Well, Jersey was the home of the mafia, one of the homes of the mafia. My dad helped, and this is years ago, helped form Murder Incorporated, and he worked for Meyer Lansky.
Oh, my God. It's just such a small world.
Yeah, so Meyer
Lansky.
You
have to be from Jersey to understand this, right?
Right. Meyer Lansky was his grandson, is one of my best friends. He's now living in Vegas, and he actually has a museum on his grandfather, Meyer.
Yes.
Where is his museum?
In Vegas.
Vegas.
Oh, it's in Vegas. Oh,
Wow. That is so cool. I can't believe that.
We have the same road that we have followed.
We
in the
sure
same
do. 6 degrees of separation for sure.
That is true.
It
that
is amazing.
Very, very, this is crazy, this show today.
I mean, New Jersey is a very big place. I mean, that is a very, very big place. I'm sure there's lots of hospitals and all these different things. I think she's the right psychic for you, Alon.
She's the way.
No.
She's
Jersey
the right psychic
is,
for you.
No, it's
Jersey
yeah,
girl. Psychic for you. I mean, how perfect.
I'm interviewing your favorite playmates this December. Did you
I just sent you the link to the playlist of all the playmates we've interviewed. Alon was our 26th playmate, and we just interviewed her this week, and I haven't even done all the promos on it. It was one of my favorite playmate interviews of all. Right, Johnny?
Thank you.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah. It was really good. But the light in her. This is what I forgot. I saw her a few years ago, which is often. You know, we don't see playmates for 20 years sometimes, playmate friends. And I had forgotten the wonderful light you have inside. You just hear her talk, and
thank
it's
you,
like
Barbara.
She's always smiling when she talks. Don't you feel like everything she says, she's smiling?
No.
Even going through a problem with this investment.
I feel like we have the same relative somewhere. How old are you, sweetie?
Ooh, I'm not saying that on air.
Uh-oh. He's in the entertainment business. Uh-oh. We're not doing that, Jersey Girl, today.
I am a woman of a certain age. I will say that. Okay, I remember disco music back in this, when I was a little kid and my mom was in Jersey. I will say I'm middle aged. I am that.
My grandmother lived
on air.
Is that a prime?
Well, my grandmother lived on Bigelow Street in Jersey, but in Newark. Do you know where that is, Bigelow?
Bigelow?
Yeah, Bigelow Street. I lived on Johnson Avenue.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's where I lived when I was a kid. 91 Johnson
My grandmother
Avenue.
Lived on Johnson Avenue, too.
Oh, no way.
I swear to God, my grandmother lived on Johnson Avenue.
What was your grandma's name?
Inez Pate.
Pardon me?
Her last, Inez Pate, P-A-T-E, but her maiden name was Marzette, so she either went by Marzette or Pate.
It sounds very familiar, I won't tell you that much. But I was 91 Johnson Avenue, and there wasn't many homes on Johnson Avenue when I was growing up. I mean, there wasn't many.
And didn't they knock Johnson Avenue? They knocked it down, and then that's where the freeway
is. I was having dreams of it, so I had gone there just before they knocked it down. My sister went to Southside High School right across the street, you know, from where I live.
Okay.
And that's where all the, entertainers came from. I mean, we're talking about Connie Francis. We're talking about, the singer. What's her name, Barbara? The wonderful singer that did Bodyguard. What's her name?
Oh, Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
I got a Whitney Houston. Before I left New Jersey, my mom moved to California to marry my stepfather. I live with my dad, and I live with my biological father before I left, and I went to the same school as Whitney Houston, but she's just a little bit older than me, but she lived around the corner from my biological father.
Oh, that's true. My sister lived.
Wow.
I mean, she used to bring Connie Francis over to the house, and Connie used to bounce me on her knees. So I don't know. It was just very weird.
That's crazy. And then my friend who still lives in Nutley says that he tells me Martha Stewart comes back there all the time. And Frankie Valli is from Nutley, New Jersey, too. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a lot of great people that came from New Jersey, and they were very talented. And I think it's because it's so close to New York. I used to love Boulevard East, where I would sit outside and just look across at New York and wonder what the people, there. It was
so close. And the food was so good. The food was good.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Both.
New York cheesecake, all the pasta. Tastes totally different.
Oh,
the pizza's different. The Italian hot dogs, so different.
Mm. And in New York, you could get them on the street. It was wonderful. The hot dogs you could get.
Yes, the pretzel. And the sauerkraut.
I love the hot dogs.
On the hot dogs.
Oh, the sauerkraut for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, why did
Richard
you call
likes
me
sauerkraut.
When
I
you get a chance,
you went off on a tangent. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We loved it. I lived in New Jersey too. I love it. I think you guys are great together, and I'm so glad that you did our show and found out that we have Psychic Dale Shear every Friday. We have lots of playmate friends that call in to talk to Dale, DJ Shannon, right? Colleen Shannon. She calls all the time, Alon, to talk to Dale.
She does. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to call. I'm going
to
call
Dale
for more personal stuff, but I'm definitely going to call in because this was fun. I wasn't calling in to take over the show. I just wanted to ask her a question.
That's why I didn't say. I didn't tell her in the beginning, this is my friend, Playboy Playmate. I didn't want to say anything because I wanted it to be organic and have her read you. All you said is, I'm a friend of Barbara's. So, and then look what happened. So many things. I mean, it was so interesting. Wow.
What's really weird is that we're both from Newark, and we both were born at the Beth Israel Hospital.
Same hospital. We might have been in a hospital at the same time. We never know.
Oh, my God. I mean, that is that's unbelievable, because that's not the only hospital there. That's unbelievable.
I know. That I just called in, so like the angels and spirit guys were guiding me towards you. That's what I believe.
I hope so.
But you didn't get very good news. You didn't get very good news because that's not happening.
But it was
news getting the money back. That sucks.
But
I knew it was going to happen.
This is actually to move on. Yeah, this is somebody that you know too, Barbara. But I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Yeah, that's not good.
You know. Trying not to get ripped off lately. It's just the world has changed so much that it's unbelievable.
Yes. When you were saying that earlier.
You have to double check and triple check everything.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, he does 411 reverse. So he checks out everybody's phone number that calls to make sure it's real, that it's not bogus.
Okay, that makes sense.
And there's
it's
also
sad, that people you don't know, you think you trust them.
There's a third option. We're children of the mafia.
I can't hear you very well. Change the setting because it's too muffly again.
Okay, just a moment. As soon as I can figure out how. I don't know. Wait.
Okay. So I didn't hear what you just said.
Can you hear me now?
That's better.
I said we're both children of the mafia in a sense. So, you know what?
Yes.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, if things get really bad, we know who to call.
We definitely know who to call. When people mess with me, I always start laughing. I'm like, I'm nice, but you really don't want to mess with me.
The old-fashioned way.
My husband says we travel a lot. He goes, when I want to be she and sophisticated, I'm from California. But when someone makes me mad, I'm from New Jersey. I'm from Newark. I'm like, you know I'm from Newark, New Jersey. You don't want to mess with me.
I was that photographer in the limo.
Oh, my God. I still can't stop laughing.
My son listened to that.
Go ahead.
Years ago, I was at one of the hotels in Tahoe, I think it was Harris, whatever, and there was a comedian. And he asked me where I was from, and I said, Newark, New Jersey. He goes, excuse me. And he backed up.
That is hilarious.
You're like, I'm not messing with
And I
her.
Lived in New Jersey, so I have a little bit of it in me. And I'm glad that guy have it. And I've been thinking about that, too, Alon, ever since you brought that story up, which I totally forgot, completely was not in my mind. And now I'm reliving it and laughing my butt off. Well, you guys
but
have done
Barbara,
a show,
not,
Alon Carter, on
That's not a Jersey thing. But Barbara was one of my favorite playmates because we used to work together all the time. And whenever somebody would mess with her, and, you know, and I'm pretty tall. Barbara's not huge, but she would just, like, rip somebody if they bothered her but in a funny way. And I would just start laughing. And I'm like, she is hysterical.
What is my way then? If it's not the New Jersey way, what is my way?
I don't know. It's just the way you would, like, frame it. And then I would just sit back and watch you and bust up laughing because it would be so funny. But you would scare them. I don't know what you did, but whatever you did, it worked. And they would get scared.
I reamed them big time. Oh, you guys have to listen to the show. It's funny.
Okay. All I can say is, sweetheart, I got you back. But don't worry.
Thank you.
I'm here. All right? So
okay,
I won't
thank
let it
you so much.
Anymore as far as rip off, okay?
Okay, thank you. But I will say this. If somebody messes me, I know to call you and say, don't mess with the Jersey girls because you get us together.
Exactly.
Double
trouble. Oh, this is funny.
Okay.
I love
Do we
it.
Have anything?
Thank you, Alon. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alon.
Okay, bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
She's awesome. I love her so much. Okay.
That's great.
Good one. Good caller.
Donnie.
Okay.
Donnie, do we have
All
another
right.
caller?
We sure do. This is area code 856. You're on the air.
Hello, Tommy. Who are you on the air with?
Area code 856.
Hi.
Tommy, on the air with?
Oh, Psychic Dale Shear.
You know, I would think you'd have this memorized by now, okay?
Right.
Life laughter.
There's
sure.
a lot of feedback, though. There's a lot of feedback going
right.
on in the background.
Yeah, 856, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good.
Who's that?
Rose Maria.
Yeah, you've called before, and you always hit us at
right.
the down top, okay?
Oh, what?
Never mind. How can I help you? Where are you calling from?
I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, God.
Well, you better talk like it. You're too down.
Are you,
Come on,
have you been listening to our show at all?
I did what before? I'm sorry, I can't hear
have,
you.
Have you listening to our show?
Before, yes.
Well, I meant now, today.
Did I call in before today? No.
No, that's not what I asked. Did you listen today at our show? For have you listened to the show today?
Today, no.
Okay, we've had all Jersey people. That's what we're laughing at, not at you, okay?
Oh, really?
What part of Jersey are you from?
I'm from South Jersey.
Which is exactly correct. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. I hear you.
Well, you got to respond faster. So where South Jersey is?
Marlton and Hanfield area.
And well, I know that. Okay, how can I help you, sweetie?
Whatever's coming up. I'm not sure if I'm going to be traveling this month or next month for work. So I'm not sure if I'm going to go and stay or coming back to live in the U.S.
Okay. Where would you want it? Where would you be traveling to, sweetie?
Overseas.
Can you be more specific? so I can lock in?
North of Italy.
That's not helping me. Do you have a city?
Do I have a city?
Yeah, in
Milano.
North. Okay. I do see you going overseas. I do see you going to Europe. I do see you going to Italy, but it's not right away. Time-wise, it may take a while, but it's not happening overnight. Okay?
Cool. Hello? Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, next one, Johnny.
Okay. The next one is area code 502. You're live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello?
Hello?
Johnny.
Okay. Area code 502, are you there?
Just cut it.
Yes?
Cut it.
He's
not responding, so just cut it. Disconnect,
okay.
Johnny.
Okay. All right.
I'll talk to Barbara for a bit. Hey, Barbie.
Sure.
So what? I want to end on a good note, not a bad note.
Yeah. But that was weird because that area code 509, that's my area code to where I was born, 509 Spokane, Washington, which we don't get a lot of.
Yeah.
And you said 506.
So, oh, he
did. Didn't
you? Okay.
502.
I don't know, Richard.
Oh, 502.
Okay, I was wrong. But anyway, Dale, this was a fun show. Let's end on a great note like you want to and talk about the fun we had because it was fun.
It was fun.
Yes.
It was super fun. I enjoyed every bit of it. I enjoyed all my
a lawn that she got that. And, you know, you will have a new client now because when she says she's going to do something, she does it. And she took her pencil out and she wanted to write that down. And we might as well tell all the listeners right now, do the same thing that a few of our callers are going to do this week is to contact Psychic Dale Shear directly and get a long private, nobody's listening, reading. Call her at 808-372-1816, and you can always visit her and find that number right on her website. Easy to find, daleshear.com, and she's on Facebook.
Yeah, and Matt, I said, if you're looking, Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com. Okay?
That's right. Well, you know what I was interested in is artwork. And you know what? Every Friday we do have Richard Conrad on because he's wonderful and he is the closest friend to Psychic Dale Shear. He's on the line right now. Can you tell us a little bit about your artwork that you have out there?
Well, my artwork? Oh, yeah. Can do. Watercolor. Watercolor. Challenge. Oh, what a medium to work with. I tried some oils, but they stink. Anyway, literally, they smell. But watercolor is a medium that you can do something on it and look at it. And as it dries, guess what? It changes. And sometimes has a mind of its own. And you put you put a little glob here, and the next thing you know, you got a tree. Oh, whoa.
Yeah, or it looks
tree.
Like a flower petal. A flower
petal.
And I do that too. I love watercolor.
Yes.
I was doing that with my mom, and she gave me all of her watercolors. And I want to do an art station too. Oh, wow. I totally am on your wavelength with the watercolor, Richard. And so you have these on where we can see.
Barbara, what I'm going to do is take pictures of the three newest paintings that he gave to me for Valentine's, and then I will text it to you so you can see, okay?
Thank you. What a wonderful Valentine's gift, something that you made out of your own mind, soul, heart, hands.
Great Valentine's Day, and my birthday is in 2 weeks, so, hopefully I'll have a good birthday, too.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Well, hey, everybody. I'm glad I got my 2 weeks' notice for her present. Thank you.
Well, it's March 21st. It's March 21st.
Well,
you know, and I have
tell your address, too, while you're at it, or your Amazon wish list. That's what I always do.
Well, I don't give my address out unless I'm going to text it to you. Okay.
No, I was just kidding. But you deserve great presents. You help so many. We love having you on every Friday, and so do a lot of other people. So thank you so much, Dale.
You really, really are serious about this. You can send me to Hawaii real quick, and I can jump to the next plane and go.
Oh, I would love to do that. Maybe we should all go together.
Yeah. That would be
wonderful.
That would be more fun than Huntington Beach. Way more.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And thank you, Johnny. Thank you so much for what you do. And we look forward to our next Friday's show with Psychic Dale Scheer and Richard Conrad. But we are going to switch things up a bit, and we're going to interview Richard on the podcast.
Right.
And we are going to showcase him. So get that all ready, and we can't wait, Richard, to hear more about you. All right, everybody. Find this on our YouTube channel. Visit us on social media. We love you. Aloha.
Aloha.
Good weekend.